Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's leap day. A leap year consists of 366 days as opposed to a common year, which has 365 days. And today is the 366th, or I guess it's the, depends on when you start the year. But anyways, it's that extra day. We are in leap day, an extra or intercalary day on February 29th. Nearly every 4 years, there's a leap year in our modern Gregorian calendar. Joining me today to talk about that, as no one else could, of course, is Pat Snyder. She's an author and columnist for Suburban News Publications, a humorist, and an laughter...
Leader.
And authorized.
A leaping laughter leader today.
A leap day laughter leader. So if we have several questions for our listeners today, so they can join the conversation. First of all, have you chosen any particular way to spend the additional day? Does it feel like an additional day to you? If you can't spend it that way, what's your fantasy? I said earlier, by the way, welcome to the show, Pat Snyder.
Thank you.
I said earlier, why can't leap day be on a Saturday?
Yes, you did. And I think there's some real merit to that, but I think it would be complicated. I was telling you, I feel like a Wikipedia-educated leapologist, and my head is spinning trying to figure out all the ways that mankind has devised to get around the fact that it's not really 365 days to get around the sun. So I don't know how we'd move it to Saturday. It eludes me.
Because it lands on a certain day. But yeah. It's always in February. I mean, it could be any day, any month, couldn't it? Why?
Yeah, I read one proposal that we should rotate months so that it wasn't in the same month every year.
Seems
that
fair.
We have it.
But then we would forget. At least we know.
I guess.
Here's the deal. Someone said leap year is ridiculous. I think Groundhog Day is ridiculous. Leap year is just a reflection of reality.
But if we didn't have Groundhog Day, we wouldn't remember to watch the movie again, and that's a great movie.
That's true. It's a good movie. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page. I know Pat Snyder has posted on her Facebook page about this. If you've posted there, I think you've gathered up some of the comments. If you want to post your question or comment there, 614-292-8513, or the Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Ann Fisher WOSU. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. A variety of options.
And I'm hoping we'll hear from leaplings.
Leaplings will.
Those people whose birthdays fall on leap year.
That's what they're called?
Leaplings.
Did you make that up?
No. This is part of my Wikipedia leapology. They're called leaplings or leapers.
Not leap day babies?
Well, you could do that too. Because there's an honors society for leap day babies.
It's true.
Yes. And so obviously you can call them that too.
And you can
buy special paraphernalia, read poems about leap day, and have messages from some 9,000 members.
And, you know, here's the deal. It's an honor society of leap year day. How do you get into it? You get born.
Absolutely.
On leap day. And you should
be honored. It's very
special. So any leaplers?
Leaplers
out there.
Leaplings,
that's right.
Yeah.
Any leaplings out there, give us a call. Tell us what it's like to be as young as you are. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. So just to get some of these facts down, this is from timeanddate.com, by the way. Why do we need leap years? Would you like to answer that, Pat? Do you know?
I would, because there's this piece of information that I'm hoarding that I'm so proud of. And I want you to know that in order to get around the sun, it doesn't take just 365 days.
It's a lie.
It takes 365 days plus 5 hours plus 48 minutes plus 46 seconds. And so all that adds up and requires us to have an extra day that we throw into leap day.
So the 365 days a year is a lie, and they make up for it every 4 years.
Right.
In the Gregorian calendar, which is what we're in, three criteria must be met to be a leap year. I think this is interesting. Do you know what those three criteria are?
No, go ahead.
The year is evenly divisible by four. If the year can be evenly divided by 100, it is not a leap year unless the year is also evenly divisible by 400. Then it is a leap year.
Okay.
Yeah. That means that 2,000 and 2,400 are leap years, while 1,800, 1,900, 2,100, 2,200, 2,300, and 2,500 are not leap years. Mm-hmm. I guess just off the top of whomever's head wrote this. The year 2000 was somewhat special. It was the first instance when the third criterion was used in most parts of the Gregorian calendar.
And then there are many other calendars, which are way too numerous to mention and even more difficult to understand. But the Hebrew calendar apparently adds an extra month because it's on a totally different system, which I don't understand. But I could use an extra month. I'm happy to have an extra day.
I'm okay with the extra month. And now I understand why they asked that question in crossword puzzles. So 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We're talking about Leap Day, which is today, February 29th. Just once every 4 years, it's my first Leap Day on the job at WOSU.
Wow.
You know, if you think about it that way. Mm-hmm. From Krista on Facebook, she writes, I know the greatest Leap Baby. He is a sixth grader at Evening Street Elementary in Worthington. All the kids are so excited for his party. They say he's turning three.
Aww.
Oh, that's great, Krista. I would say as you age, being a leapling, only gets better.
Oh, I think so. I went on that Honor Society website, and there was a woman named Rose from Columbus who said she was turning 13 in Leap Day.
Yeah.
So she was going to have a birthday party in which she wore a birthday tiara and served teenage food.
Yeah, right. She's turning a teenager, finally.
Yeah, and another guy said that he was excited because he and his son were both turning 11. So.
Wait, you know, silver lining.
Yeah.
So that would make him, though, 44.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. I mean,
numbers
really
are not our strong point.
No.
Yeah, right. We won't try to do anything in our head today.
Okay. No, but if anyone has any really clear explanation for all this, we would welcome it, I'm sure.
Who invented leap years?
Mm-hmm.
Julius Caesar.
Of course.
Blame it on him. Introduced leap years in the Roman Empire over 2,000 years ago, but the Julian calendar had only one leap year. This led to way too many leap years, but didn't get corrected until the introduction of the Gregorian calendar.
So he wasn't really thinking ahead.
No. It was very short-sighted, and he had a problem with that, you know, actually. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Hi, David in Columbus. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
So I just wanted to talk to Pat about the Hebrew calendar because I think there are many interesting things about the leap month that actually occurs. And it's not on an every 4 years. Doesn't happen every 4 years. It actually happens about seven times every 19 years.
Wow, that's even more confusing. How do you figure out which seven times when they fall?
It was decided a long time ago. It was decided probably 1,800 years ago that there would be a fixed way to do it. And the reason why they do it is because, well, it is not a solar calendar. In fact, a lunar calendar, like most ancient calendars.
Oh.
Actually trying to figure out how to divide months in a solar calendar is kind of difficult. I mean, just look what we do. We have, 31 days, 30 days, 28 days. Today is the 29th day. But normally, the way it used to be done in ancient times is you would just walk out, and when it's the new moon, that's the new month. As a matter of fact, the Hebrew word for month and moon are the same. When it's the... When it's a full moon, then it's the middle of the month, and that's just like the Roman calendar, where we know about the Ides of March, right? Is when Caesar was killed, and the Ides were actually just the middle of the month. So they didn't actually have dates, so to speak. They would have beginning of the month, the Ides of the month, and then the beginning of the next month.
Okay.
But the reason why there's a leap month in the Hebrew calendar is to keep Passover in the spring, and of course Passover is one of the next big holidays coming up.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And I think there's something with the other calendars about the vernal equinox or something. Or
she's just whipping that out there, David.
I don't know. I can pronounce it.
Passover is supposed to occur on the full moon after spring equinox.
Okay.
All right.
You pulled it all together for me. Thank you.
All right.
Well, David, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, that was very interesting. And it's true that there's an extra month. So
right, 5772, which is this year, is not a leap year.
Okay. So. We will note that. We will wait. When's the next one?
Oh, I don't know. The last one was last year.
Oh, okay. Gosh, we got to wait.
Well, darn it.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, David, thanks again for your call. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Go to the Facebook page if you want to post your question or comment there. So in Scotland, it used to be considered bad luck to be born on leap day. Mm. And I think it's because you didn't get presents every year.
That would make sense. Yeah.
That's my, you know, we're just making this up. Are you a leap baby? We still haven't heard from a leap baby, although we heard from Krista, who knows a leap baby or a leapling. I see. I keep wanting to call them leap babies.
Well, you know, one reason we may not have heard is that only one out of 1,461 people is a leapling. There are only 200,000 in the United States, but more as we speak, because they're being born right now.
True.
And a little under 5 million worldwide.
If anybody's out there listening who knows a baby that was born today, give us a call.
Yeah.
614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Now, I started the hour at the top of the hour with the reference to that movie Leap Year with Amy Smart. And she's playing on the idea that it's tradition in Ireland for the women to propose to the men. Of course, once she gets there, people look at her like she's crazy, but apparently this is a tradition.
You have to hand the guy a sheet from Wikipedia so there's no confusion.
Yeah, she didn't go armed with her Wikipedia background sheet. Any other traditions? It's, you know, it's considered bad luck in Scotland.
Oh, yeah, there's a tradition that if you're turning the lady down, you have to give her a silk dress or fabric for a dress.
Oh, is Amy Adams, I'm being informed. Okay, go on.
Or a pair of gloves. One place I read a dozen pair of gloves.
Was that like from the 50s or something?
I don't know. So who wears gloves?
And what a silk kind of dress, you know, a shirtwaist dress?
I mean, these traditions started in the 5th century and in the 13th century, and so... You know,
I'm sure gloves were a pretty big deal back then.
Yeah, probably so.
And you turn her down. I would be asking guys to marry me that I didn't have a snowflake's Hades. Okay, get a free pair of gloves.
If they had good taste, that would be the criteria.
Good point. We are talking about Leap Day. Today is Leap Day. I think it's much more interesting than Groundhog Day. What do you think? Give us a call. If we can hear from some leaplings, people who are born on Leap Day somewhere down the line, give us a call. We'd like to know what it's like to be a leapling. I'm learning. 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And go to our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. We will troll for comments regularly.
Perhaps we'll have some lady proposing to her man on the air.
Ooh. Okay.
And I hope he's listening.
Okay.
That's kind of a flaw. I mean, I thought of that this morning, and I thought, that might not really work out.
Say, listen to Ann Fisher's show. Okay, well, we'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, Michigan, Arizona, and the Republican primary race. What now? When does it end? That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
And On Point begins this afternoon at 1 o'clock on 89.7 NPR News. 58 degrees in downtown Columbus at 11:20 this morning. Partly sunny skies today along with a few clouds and a high near 65 degrees. Partly cloudy for tonight and breezy, a low of 40. A nice day for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 52.
Support for 89.7 comes from Central State University, celebrating 125 years of academic excellence. More about the history of Central State and its 125th Charter Day celebration is at centralstate.edu.
All Sides continues on 89.7 NPR News.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and we are talking about Leap Day today. Today is Leap Day. It only comes around once every 4 years, so we figure let's take note. 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Whatever works for you works for us. My guest is Pat Snyder, author, humorist, columnist for Suburban News Publications. Marge in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Marge.
Oh, hi. Good morning. I wanted to inform you, Caesar is often attributed to creation of leap year, but he derived the idea from the Egyptians, the actual Egyptians.
Tell us more.
Well, Egyptians figured out the true length of the solar year, so they added a leap day every 4 years to align the calendar.
Okay.
So Caesar decided, decreed 445, and it was on from there. Well, I'll let these others call that have actual birthdays. It's really an enjoyable show. Well, thank you.
Okay, Marge, thanks. Bye. Take care. We don't have someone who was born on leap year on the phone right now. We have somebody who just gave birth
to somebody.
Lazarus in Columbus. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just called in to let you know that my daughter was born on the leap year. So she turned one today, actually.
Oh, so she was born 4 years
ago
today.
She was born 4 years ago. And here's what nearly happened. When we went to the hospital, I told the doctor, is it possible for us to postpone the birth till March because it was 9 p.m.? And the doctor said, no, the girl is now under some kind of stress, so she needs to come out now. So at 9.02 p.m. she was born. So I wanted to avoid a leap year, but I'm glad I didn't. I think I'm glad, I'm happy for her, and she's having a big celebration in school, and we're going to have one at home, too.
Oh, how exciting.
Right. I mean, we heard earlier that another kid from Evening Street in Worthington is having a big celebration. What fun.
Yes.
And so on the off years,
what do you do?
Which day?
On the off years, we just take the last day of the month. Some were encouraging us to use the first day, but I said, no, it has to be in February, so we take 28th on the off years. As a birthday, and then on the leap year, of course, we go to 29th.
Okay.
Yes. So our reason is that maybe 28th is better because that is still in February. We didn't want it to be in a different month.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sure. Yeah, you were Februarizing it.
Yeah, you were staying true to the month.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wanted to celebrate her birthday on radio and so call and share. But we are really happy for her.
What is her name, Lazarus?
Her name is Bethany.
Bethany?
Bethany.
Yes. Happy birthday, Bethany.
Bethany.
Happy first birthday, Bethany.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks for calling, yes. Lazarus.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a great story. I also read about somebody who celebrates both days, the 28th and the 1st, on the basis that if you add up the 28 and the 1, you get 29. I think I would go for that.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could do road trip type birthdays then.
Sure.
Dostwick in Worthington, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. I'd like to talk about the Gregorian correction to the calendar. So the one day every 4 years is because the length of the year is approximately 365 and one quarter days. But even that's not quite right. And so over hundreds of years since Julius Caesar and maybe the Egyptians, as your previous caller mentioned, the calendar was drifting. So it was about 2 weeks off around somewhere in the 1600s, and I've forgotten the date. So Pope Gregory decided to fix this.
Gregory the 13th.
And so what happened was that if the number of the year is divisible by 400, then, in fact, it's not a leap year, and there is no February the 29th. The last time this happened was 2000. So 2000 was not a leap year, surprisingly enough. 2004 and 2008 were leap years, and now, this year is the leap year. So one of the reasons I know this is because in 1990, I was actually sitting at a math conference in Pope Gregory's Summer Palace, south of Rome, and there was a big plaque on the wall, and it said, in this room, of course it was in Latin, so somebody had to read it to me. In Latin it said, in this room, Pope Gregory fixed the calendar. And they lost 2 weeks almost, you know. I mean, suddenly it went from March the 1st to March the 15th, just like that.
You know, Dostrick, I'm confused because we had Krista write in that her daughter's friend is celebrating her first birthday today. So she was born in 2000.
No.
And in one of these fact sheets from timeanddate.com, it says this means that 2000 and 2400 are leap years, while 1800, 1900, 2100, blah, 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 are not leap years.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe. Well, but.
Because it is divisible by 400. Yeah. 2000 is.
Well, they've got to make some correction. So you think I'm remembering this wrong?
No, I do have a little ditty here about Pope Gregory. It says, in 1582, Pope Gregory the 13th refined the Julian calendar with a new rule that a century year is not a leap year. Aha. Unless it is evenly divisible by 400. Okay, so 2000 is.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
so
that's
backwards.
Yeah.
So a century year. No century year is a leap year.
Unless.
Oh, so 2000 was a leap year.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, gee, I mean, seriously, you're in good company.
we are all confused.
We've got it all written down in front of us. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page and post there. We're talking about
leap year/leap day. And any way you calculate it, I think the cool thing about leap day is that suddenly you have this extra day. And since we're all so overbooked and too busy, we can use this as an opportunity to do something that we wouldn't otherwise do, right?
And I've, of course, already booked a dentist appointment today. So what can I say?
Well, you're just ultra-responsible. Go for the, bubble gum cleaning stuff, you know. Don't go for mint today because it's leap day.
Try something crazy.
Exactly. So I've been taking these positive psychology courses at Penn, and I decided that the best source of information for the best way to spend leap day so that it contributes to your happiness is to poll people in my class, because we've been immersed with happiness now for a good 6 months. And I came up with some suggestions that I thought I would pass along. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm
okay.
Writing down pens.
Yeah. Take good notes. Treat yourself to your favorite candy from childhood.
Dennis wouldn't approve. Go ahead.
If that's okay. Learn some new skill with your family. Since it's almost spring, go to a park and search for any flowers that are coming up.
It's
I
not
like
only
that idea.
Almost spring. It feels like spring. On a normal February day, it wouldn't work. But
kind of bouquet of tulips for yourself, right?
Exactly. Next.
Cooking together. A lot of these suggestions came from the idea, which is very true, that relationships are really the foundation of happiness. So spend some time, even if it's only 15 minutes, on the phone with someone long distance to reconnect to somebody that you've gotten out of touch with and want to spend some time with, or write a letter and send it to someone you've been out of touch with. Email.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, we won't do email today. You know,
something about email's just too easy.
Yeah. So give somebody a thrill with an actual snail mail letter.
You know, now that you mention it, my best and oldest friends, I don't even have their email addresses.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're
writing to them or phoning them. Right,
yeah,
right.
Picking up the phone.
Or Facebook now, some of them, but.
Yeah.
A little bit.
One guy in the class, I just love this. He's so enthusiastic, and he suggests, if you've got the whole day, wonderful. Schedule breakfast with one pal, lunch with another, and dinner with another.
Oh, food. I like how they think.
Perhaps it is two meals with friends and a real wind-down meal solo for the third, which, you know, kind of just enjoy your own mm-hmm. company. But over and over again, it was take time to spend with someone or to really enjoy writing them or expressing gratitude. Another person who's a psychologist said since there are 4 years in between, it only comes every 4 years, you should do four things for Leap Day. Like one extra act of kindness, one extra gratitude, pay one more thing forward, and savor one thing that you might not have done if you didn't have the time.
Very wise advice.
So lots
advice.
Of wisdom there.
Yes, I like that a lot. Melissa in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Oh, hi. My comment is indirectly related. It's not really related for a leap year, so
that's okay.
Or leap year day. But I thought this is really interesting. Somehow, have you ever heard of Irish twins, where it's like a phrase that's used for brothers and sisters that are actually born in the same year of each other? So, like, my aunt had her son, and then a couple months later got pregnant again, and she had her daughter.
Irish twins.
Less than a year from when. So, like, for 3 days of the year, they're the same age.
Sure.
And then that happened to my niece and nephew, too. So that happened with my niece and nephew. They're brother and sister, and they're born in 3 days apart. So for 3 days of the year, my cousins and then my niece and nephew are the same age as each other, even though they're siblings. So they have what they call Twin Day. And for 3 days, they celebrate that they're the same age, and they have big parties, like joint parties.
I love this.
That's a great idea.
It's kind of like, you know, their leap day thing that they do.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. Yeah. And I've always heard that phrase, Irish twins, and not really known what it meant.
Yeah.
So thank you for
now
that.
Now it makes so much sense, Melissa.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because both sets of them are born in February. So it's a February thing in our family. It's happened twice.
It's really a summer thing, but we were...
The difference, and on the day that's right in between, they have a big joint twin day party, and they celebrate that they're the same age. It's cute, and I just thought it reminded me of the whole leap day concept.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Thanks for sending that in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry about that, Melissa. I cut you off. Bill in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hello. Today is my sixth wedding anniversary.
Ah, meaning?
We've been married for 24 years now.
Oh, so you were married on Leap Day.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, and I never thought about that.
I only have to worry once every 4 years about remembering my anniversary.
And then you have people like us on the radio reminding you over and over and over again,
now,
do something.
My wife seems to have a different opinion. her opinion is that she was married the day after February 28th, and she was also married the day on the day before March 1st.
Yes.
So she seems to think that we should celebrate twice.
I think your wife's on to something.
So we've kind of compromised. And we tend to go away for the weekend that's closest to our anniversary. And we go to a bed and breakfast that has a hot tub in the room, and it's in a winery, and we have lots of fun.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
But what we call our the years we don't have anniversaries, we have either anniversaries or non-anniversaries. And we celebrate them just as much as we celebrate our real anniversary.
Now, did you agree on all of these things? Were these all stipulations before you decided to get married on Leap Day in the first place?
Not exactly, no. I mean, they've been compromises along the way. And I'll grant you that the first year I gave her two anniversary cards. I haven't really given her two anniversary cards since, but oh well, what can I say? But on top of everything else, my ex-wife performed our wedding ceremony.
Wow.
So we had a strange situation, and we figured we'd pick the strangest day that we could find, and that happened to be February 29th.
Well, that's
I salute
great.
You. I think that you are masters of the art of compromise.
Yes.
You've done
it right. We certainly try.
Thank you for sharing that.
We have fun with it, though. But I wish they made anniversary cards or something. I mean, you can find February 29th birthday cards
Really?
In years that there is no February 29th. But there is no such thing as an anniversary card.
I've never seen a leap day card before. That's interesting.
I have seen birthday cards for leap year.
You know, I think you could design one and send it in.
I'm just taking a stab at this, Bill, but I think there's probably not a very big market for it.
Well,
I don't think it's going to become a Hallmark holiday anytime soon.
That may be true, but it's fun to talk about.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have an email from Judy in Clintonville. She writes, my grandmother died at age 95 on leap year day in 2000. My mother always said she chose that year to pass on because she didn't want us to feel bad every year.
Oh, my. That's really touching.
It is.
Wow.
And from Dan, he writes, happy 12th anniversary to my parents, Danny and Mildred Worrell, who were married on leap year 1964. Well, there's another one.
I think there's a market for these cards.
Maybe
I
there
do.
Is. Well, happy anniversary, Danny and Mildred Worrell. Wow, that's fantastic. Email from Emily. What is the reason that there are only 28 days in February instead of 30? January and March could have been 30 days, and leap day could be February 31st because it's based on the solar calendar. It's not. It's a physical thing.
Think she's saying, why is that the shortest month to begin with? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We're just evening. You know, they've got a month that's
just
already odd, and they only want you to have to remember oddity with 1 month. Maybe.
Yes, maybe they just had to pick a day. They picked what usually is the ugliest day of the year or ugliest month of the year and went with it. Mm-hmm. From Vicky on Facebook, a question we have had here at the office today. Is there a standard for leap day babies, or leaplings as we call them on the show, to celebrate their birthdays on the non-leap years? Is it a day earlier or a day later? Just curious. And I think at least one of our callers answered the question about what they do. They said they do it the day on the 28th because it keeps it in the month of February.
Yeah, I think it's an individual choice what you want to do. I like the guy who does both days.
The both days thing would work for me. In fact, I'm kind of starting to resent being born on just a regular old day.
Yeah. And I guess people don't want to change and get rid of leap day because the leaplings are very proud of having that.
What would happen to them? They would
I know.
Go off into the, like, would they be like in the ether? Or they would just go away? They would
the
all.
Ether.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they can never get rid of it now. We're talking about leap day / leap year. If you have a question or comment, want to join the conversation, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. My guest is Pat Snyder. She's an author, humorist, columnist for Suburban News Publications, and ready, willing, and able to take your comment or question. Well, I don't know about the able.
And I'll give it a shot.
We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
Nick Flynn was working at a homeless shelter when his father, an alcoholic and self-proclaimed writer Flynn never knew as a child, showed up as a client. Flynn wrote about it in his 2004 memoir. Now it's a film starring Robert De Niro as Flynn's father, directed by Paul Weitz, who also directed About a Boy. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Nick Flynn and Paul Weitz. Join us.
And Fresh Air begins in 20 minutes, starting at noon on 89.7 NPR News. 58 degrees in downtown Columbus, partly sunny skies today, a high near 65. There is a slight chance of rain throughout the day, partly cloudy skies tonight, breezy, and a low of 40 degrees. Sunshine for Thursday and a high of 52, partly cloudy Thursday night, a low of 36 degrees. Join us for All Sides with Ann Fisher tomorrow from 10 until noon. In the first hour of the program, Unique Challenges Facing America's Women Veterans. That discussion at 10. In the second hour of All Sides on Thursday, Ohio primary politics and a preview of Super Tuesday. Join us for that discussion on All Sides with Ann Fisher from 10 until noon on 89.7 NPR News.
Support for 89.7 comes from CTL Engineering, proud of its more than 80 years of service providing consulting, engineering, and laboratory testing services. More information online at ctleng.com.
All Sides continues on 89.7 NPR News.
It's leap day. Once every 4 years, this day comes along. It's my first leap day on the year. What does it make you think about? Does it make you want to propose to somebody? Would you like to do it on the air? Give us a call, 614-292-8513. If you have a leapling, if you are a leapling, which is somebody who is born on leap day, give us a call and tell us how you celebrate and what you're going to do this year, 614-292-8513. We also welcome emails at allsides@wosu.org, and you can go to Facebook. The All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page is waiting breathlessly. We will troll that. We have an email from Meredith. This isn't exactly a proposal, but just wanted to give a happy birthday shout out to my coworker Yasmin Robles. She turns 6 today in leap years, 24 in real years. She listens to your program every day and is listening to it right now, as a matter of fact. Smiley face. So Yasmin, I got a pronunciation of Yasmin, but I did not get one of your last names, so I hope I pronounced it properly. Happy birthday,
happy
Yasmin.
Happy birthday. That's wonderful.
Happy, happy birthday. What is she? She's 6 today. Oh, spring chicken. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. A caller made a comment. She read today that those that choose to celebrate on the 28th are called strict Februarians.
That's a hard thing to pronounce.
And
isn't
who
it?
Wants to even say
you
the
did
word
a good
February?
Job.
Thank you. February. Februarians.
Februarians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Strict Februarians.
Yes.
Yes. I think that is perfectly right.
And I wonder if there's a March name.
Marchers?
Marchers. Strict marchers.
Strict marchers. Wishy-washy. Turncoats. You know.
Procrastinators.
Procrastinators. There's another word I can't think of it. Disloyal. We have a call coming in from Carol in Mansfield. And, oh, this is interesting. I want to talk to Carol here. Carol, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm so delighted I'm now getting NPR in Mansfield. My son sent me a Wi-Fi type radio, and I can finally get you even
Yay.
In the basement.
Wow. Because
Yay.
They changed. You can get the classical, can't you?
Oh, yes, I can get the classical.
Right.
But
not 89.7. Now
no,
you can.
I don't know if I want to say this publicly. It's overridden by many other stations in the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It just fades in and out.
Well, tell all your friends how to get it now. Okay, Carol, tell us.
My question is, how does the legal aspects of this leap year birthday work out? What does a driver's license say? What is Social Security? How do they handle that? Death and birth records in the historical society. I'm just curious if anyone has a comment on that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more from someone who really knows. What I read is
right.
that there's a lot of confusion, that the computer systems are not really set up to deal with this, and sometimes people are asked to fudge the date of birth, for example.
Which should not ever happen.
Should never happen, no. And so there are occasionally laws that address how you're going to deal with leap year, but I didn't see much.
So if there's any lawyers out there or anybody who knows such things, give us a call, 614-292-8513. And Carol, thanks for calling.
I'll be listening.
Okay, take
Bye-bye.
Care.
One thing I did notice was when you're calculating child support per day, you divide by 366 in leap year. I thought that's really interesting that that would be.
They figured that out.
Yeah, where that's addressed. Yeah. So somebody was pushing, probably.
Some celebrity leap day birthdays.
Yeah.
Paul III.
Well, you know, one great source of information for what to do on these special occasions is the homeschoolers, because they're on the web with all kinds of interesting ideas for how to celebrate.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah.
What even got you over there? I mean, did you just kind of Google it? And
I just sort of bumped into this. But I just love what homeschoolers may be doing today based on this, and I just thought adults should try it too.
Tell us.
So, burn off some energy, it says, with jumping, hopping, and leaping through an obstacle course.
Okay.
Play leapfrog in your backyard. Hop on one foot and see how many times you can do it.
Until you're Yeah, arch falls. Okay, go ahead.
Jump rope, run and leap over a stick, hop like a bunny around cones or other obstacles, jump in and out of a hula hoop. Wouldn't you just love to be surrounded by homeschoolers?
This is really starting to sound like my boot camp, and it's just not sounding very fun to me right now.
Lay pillows or couch cushions on the floor and jump from cushion to cushion.
Okay, I could do that.
Those are just a few of the things you could do. Also, they mentioned having ice cream for lunch. Sounds good
all
to
right.
me. I think we could all try that. Making trail mix that has 29 different pieces in it. Counting, say you're learning something. And take a guess on what item in your house is closest to 29 inches. And if you are the winner, you get to be the king or queen of Leap Day.
These are probably younger homeschooled children that they're talking
about.
I hope
so. Okay. I admire this. I would never have attempted it.
Betty.
Yes.
You're on the air. Welcome to the show from Upper Arlington.
All right. Yesterday's dispatch had a new calendar idea, since you're talking about extra days, mm-hmm. and I thought you could play around with this. The new calendar has 4 months of 31 days and 8 months of 30 days, and the calendar reads starting in January 30-30-31, 30-30-31, 30-30-31, 31-31. And then there is an extra week at the end of the year.
This is
the
one.
And the authors are from Johns Hopkins University, and they're putting this forth seriously, telling how much better it would be for keeping records, that Christmas would always fall on the same day, 4th of July always on the 4th day, et cetera.
Yeah, I think Joe Blunda wrote about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just thought that just for fun, if you want to toss it in, I know it's slightly off the subject, but...
No, I think it's right on. Actually, you know what I love about that calendar is that they end up with an extra whole week.
Yeah, well, that's it. And so now you could be figuring out what people are going to do with that extra week.
Leap week.
People are born in those days, what's going to happen to them and what they will be called.
Yeah, every 5 or 6 years, but the leap year babies
well, what
are not
happened
for
to leap
this.
Year babies?
Yeah, they're not. They're opposed to this plan.
Yeah.
The people who already are leap year. Oh, well, yes,
leap
I know. They point that out, that they are opposed, and I know it would be very, very difficult to bring this about, but I thought it was a very novel idea.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just going to let you play around with that.
Okay.
I don't have much more to say. If you understand, you can picture it in your mind with 30
days. Well, I just figured out the 30 days half September rule, you know, a few years ago, so it would really mess me up. But
yeah.
Someone would have to think of a new way, a new little ditty. But, Betty, thanks for the call.
Well, I just thought I'd throw some confusion into the conversation.
Thank you. We welcome confusion.
We're like sponges.
We kind of originate confusion where we can.
Well, I'll leave the phone now.
Okay. Take care, Betty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you want to give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us, as did Karen, at allsides@wosu.org. Karen writes, since leap year is only every 4 years, this would be a great day for a long-term goal. Like in 4 years, I will have completed my degree, retired, and started getting settled in my next community. Wow.
That's a great idea. Something that you want to have in 4 years that you don't have now, or maybe something you value so much now that you want to make sure you hold on to it in 4 years.
Thank you, Karen, for that suggestion. You probably have,
really?
Like, plan your life out and know what you're going to do. For those of you out there.
Some of us are leaping
bowl.
From one to the next.
Exactly. I'm just kind of, just playing it by ear. Email from Taryn. I'm a member of the Swing Columbus, and I will be celebrating Leap Day by swing dancing with some awesome people, and the money we are bringing in today is going to the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. I'm even getting my mom to go out dancing with me for the first time. So you don't tell us where this is, Taryn. Swing Columbus. I remember Swing Columbus. I bet you could just go online and find Swing Columbus. Maybe we'll dig around and try to find it. If people want to go and pitch in and pledge or however they're gathering the money for the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, they can do that. Thanks, Taryn. Email from Leslie. I think the reason February is so short is because during one of the changes to the calendar, they changed the name of the month that followed July. named for Julius Caesar to August for Augustus Caesar. And because July was 31 days, they took a day from February to make sure August had the same number as July.
Wow.
I guess the one emperor didn't upstage the other. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That's sort of like gerrymandering or something.
Something wrong about that. Just wrong. Oh, we have a leap baby. Hi, Don in Columbus. You're on the air. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What do you do to celebrate?
I'm not going to do a whole lot. I just have dinner with my wife, and that's about it.
You're going to turn 12 today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked. Yeah, 12 today. Yeah. My twin brother and I, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Twin leaplings.
Yep.
Wow.
So what do you do in the off years?
We celebrate the 28th.
And when you were growing up, how did your parents celebrate it for you?
This is always the 28th, or, you know.
Whatever day of the 29th rolled
but
around.
But on the off years, we had the same birthday as my grandmother, because she was born February 28th.
Oh, that's
how
neat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, happy birthday again, Don.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, and have a great day.
All right, you too.
From Melissa on Facebook, she writes, I would celebrate on February 28th if it were me, because that's the month of your actual birthday. You aren't born in March if you're a leapling, so I'd celebrate the birthday on the last day of February regardless. I'm really getting good at saying February, by the
way.
Yeah,
I would celebrate it early and often.
Yeah. Terry and Bexley, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
Good.
My sister's birthday is on leap year, and she is 17 today in leap years, and she has grandkids that are in high school and college. So they love it, the fact that they're the same age as their grandmother. We always celebrate it on the 28th, except on non-leap years. And I don't know how my sister felt about not having a real birthday every year, but her kids have just loved it. They celebrate big time on leap year. They had a sweet 16 party for her last time that everybody came to. And my sister and I were at my brother's in Texas this year, earlier in February, and her kids called, and they kept saying, Mom, you're going to be home in time for your birthday, aren't you? Because they had a big party planned. So it's been a cause for extra celebration every 4 years. So we've enjoyed it.
Yeah, see,
that's
it's not
great.
Just about the leapling. It's about the leapling's whole family.
That's right.
A good point, Terry. Great. Well, thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
And
bye.
Happy birthday to your sister.
Thank you. I'll tell her.
Okay. Karen in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm wondering if anyone has done any research on long-term goals as they relate to leap years. I'm thinking that every 4 years would be a great amount of time for planning a retirement or being sure that I've earned a degree or connecting long-term goals with that four-year milestone.
Karen, we already read your email on the air.
Oh, well, thank you. They asked me to please turn off down my radio, so I did. I did it as soon as they asked me to do it.
Well, I wish everybody did, but...
just so you know, we sort of confessed at the time that we weren't always the best long-term planners, but I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I salute it. Just like... homeschooling. I salute it.
It's a nice idea.
I would have to start practicing for all the leaping.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
All right, Karen. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Joanna has an interesting topic. Joanna, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
I am. Thank you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Really well.
Yeah.
Okay. The way that I was taught, finally, when I was in Europe in the early 70s, to tell the number of days in a month, is you make your hand into a fist, and you can put your two hands together. You can start out on the left hand with the little knuckle, and all the knuckles are months of 31 days, and all the months that are between the knuckles are 30 days or 28 days. So if you start out January 31, then you drop down to February 28th. Then you pop back up to your second knuckle, that's March 31, then April 30, then May 31, then June 30, then July 31, and you have to put your hands together because August is 31.
Yeah, because of August, Augustus Caesar.
And then you drop down September, and then you go October, then November, December, and you got them all. And that's the way I remember it, because I can never remember that little poem.
Oh, 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February, which has 28, unless it's leap year.
And I just never bothered to learn that. That's what they use in Europe.
Well, that's interesting. Okay.
Well, thank you. We were sitting here, you should know, looking at our knuckles and trying to count at the same time. It was really hard.
Yeah, those of you watching on television know that it's pretty bad. But, Joanna, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. 614, well, we got a call coming in, and I know we're running out of time. I want to get to that call, but is there anything? Well, I wanted to go over a few more celebrity leap day birthdays. Pope Paul III, once again, born in 1468. 1916, Dinah Shore.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, Rossini, the Italian composer.
Which you can go to Google Doodle today, right, and it'll lead you right to his composition.
Also, I think they're doing some special programming on Classical 101 regarding that. Our Classical 101, WSU's classical music station. So if you want to check that out. Carlos Humberto Romero, former president of El Salvador, 1924. Antonio Sabato Jr., Italian-born actor, 1972. Wow, he's pretty young. Chris Conley, American musician and songwriter, 1980. Those are just a few. 614.
Famous leaplings.
292-851-YEAR. Some famous. I'm sorry, don't call. We're almost out of time. The time is flying, though. Anything else we didn't get? Oh, a Norwegian family named Henriksen, thank goodness, from Adenes, holds the official record of number of children born on February 29th. Mrs. Karen Henriksen gave birth to three children on consecutive February 29. Her daughter Heidi in 1960 and her sons Olaf and Leif Martin in 1964 and 1968, respectively. So,
my goodness, I wish she'd called in.
Can you plan that?
Yeah.
I mean, back then, I don't think you could. So now you can if you want. I wonder if anyone ever has. Well, people get married on leap day.
Yeah, that's, you can plan that a little better, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Anything else?
I think we've covered it. I just hope everyone has a leaping great day and takes 15 minutes to do something that they wouldn't ordinarily do that makes them feel really happy. So go for it.
Take advantage of this time.
Yeah. Connect with your friends.
Stop and smell the roses.
Do an act of kindness.
Be grateful. Show gratitude. Thanks for listening. This was a great way to spend at least part of your leap day, I think, with us. And thanks for doing that. And Pat Snyder.
Thanks for having me. It was great fun.
It was great. And Pat Snyder, author, humorist, columnist for Suburban News Publications. Once again, great friend of WOSU. Thanks for listening. I want to thank the staff as well of All Sides, producer Linda Taylor, associate producer Amy Jurevich, All Sides intern Corinne Gleckler, All Sides production assistant Ayan Sheik. Alan DeCenzo is the composer of our theme music, WOSU News and Public Affairs Director Mike Thompson, Radio Operations Director Kevin Petrilla, Senior Broadcast Technician Eric French. Thanks, everybody, for helping us get the program on the air every day. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org, 89.7, NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.